Taylor, let's catch up. I've got a lot on my mind. You know where I am, and you're not quite here yet. You can see from my beautiful backdrop, I'm in Las Vegas.
You could really be anywhere with that kind of beautiful backdrop. You could just be in a luxurious hotel,
I really,
living the laps of luxury.
but I am in the city of luxurious hotels, Las Vegas.
Exactly. Las Vegas. I've been so looking forward to the Super Bowl here. I arrive tomorrow. Am I ready? No. Am I packed? No. It's 10:19 Pacific time. Do I have a dress for the event that I'm going to? No. But you know what? That's what's so great about it.
You know what's awesome about coming to Las Vegas with so many things off of your checklist that you're not prepared for? Because Vegas is prepared to provide you with all of those things upon your arrival.
And that's what we're banking on.
You're going to be fine. I'm not worried at all. We've had this conversation over the last 3 days with the fact that you are in desperate need of wardrobe and other items, but you're coming to Las Vegas. There's
Well,
going to
look,
be.
it's a little bit of my fault. I procrastinated. Look, I thought the Ravens were going to be in it. I was traveling to Baltimore the last couple of weekends, and then the Grammys were in town, so a lot of the showrooms, everything was closed. And then LA decided to grace us with something that we have not seen in 100 years, apparently, which is like a 4-day torrential downpour storm, which I don't know if anybody else that does not live in the state or city of Los Angeles, when we get rain, everything shuts down. It is like apocalypse.
Well,
And
and
so that's
you
what
know,
we've been experiencing.
the local
And
news
so
will
you
tell
haven't been
you.
able to go anywhere.
This is funny. Tell me, please, a little about the rain, because since I've been in Vegas, and by the way, there is also rain, and the temperatures are not amazing in Vegas. It's definitely, you can feel the winter here in Las Vegas also. But I know that back in LA, it has been a steady, steady storm. So I know you're braving that to
Yeah,
fight
and you
the
know what? Like,
elements
to
here.
be fair, like, yes, I usually laugh at people in LA because they see rain and they think that like everybody needs to hunker down, stop, drop, and roll, stay home, do all the things. But the roads really are not built to withstand this amount of rain and this amount of downpour, and it is a little wild out there. Like, there's so much flooding.
No,
So I hope everyone is staying safe.
it becomes a real thing, and we do hope that everybody is safe in LA for sure.
And
And
while we hope that everyone is safe, we still really wish that I would have been able to get my dresses. But you know, that's neither here nor there at this point. We're moving on.
there's now an exciting item for us to look forward to in Las Vegas. So, Taylor, I am absolutely just frothing with excitement for you to be here in Las Vegas with me, with us. This is going to be fantastic. And what a buildup to an incredible game. We will get to our very important prediction for what will actually happen between the Niners and the Chiefs in this Super Bowl. But before we do that, I have something to say about this city, about the game being here. And I think you're going to like it because of what you said earlier about Las Vegas. And you've been here, and you've covered games here. And I know you know and love Allegiant.
I
So
do. I think Allegiant is the best stadium in the league. I think I've told you this on this podcast. I love SoFi, and I think it's new in the why am I blanking on
well, there's
the
the
video board,
video for the
the
jumbotron
Oculus.
there is unlike
Yeah.
anything else. Yes.
But just the way that Allegiant is set up and the suites that they have on the ground, it is just such a fun atmosphere. I even saw Taylor Swift there, and I feel like you have a great seat from every seat in that stadium. It's
An
such a cool
incredible vantage
stadium.
point.
And then you have the Sphere, which you can see. You have the outside of the stadium, Allegiant Stadium. Like you said, it almost feels like it's built for this Super Bowl with the
Taylor, I said
graphics on
it.
there.
This feels like if you were to build a spaceship called Super Bowl, that's what it would look like. It would look like Allegiant Stadium. The video on the outside, by the way, forget about on the inside. The video board on the outside is so breathtakingly beautiful. When you see the Chiefs and the Niners logos on that, it feels like this was designed not just for a Super Bowl. It feels like it was designed for these two teams. I mean, that's how perfectly done it is. The stadium is gorgeous aesthetically on the outside. And then when you get inside, Taylor, there's this cozy, calm feeling to it. You know, it doesn't even feel
Wait,
out.
had you not seen
It just
Allegiant before, or had you?
I had not been inside, Taylor, and I've gotten
Oh.
many videos. And so I had only seen it from the vantage point, of course, what social media and TikTok is showing me. And I have a dear friend who got one of the first tours of the stadium and showed me, which, by the way, my favorite part has to be And so obviously Monday night was opening night, and I was roaming around and seeing what was going on there. And just my eyes were wide. And then late at night, after we wrapped everything, I was able to walk through the stadium with almost nobody there. And I went down to the coolest seat in any stadium, Taylor, is the Wynn Club, where you can get bottle service in the end zone.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. The on the ground suites. Yes, it's so cool.
Taylor, leather booth with a beautiful silver bucket waiting for your bottle service in the end zone. I mean, the Chiefs and the Niners are going to be scoring touchdowns, and you can be there as if you're in a club. I mean, it is just the most unique experience, the most unique seat you could have. And I know that's going to go for an incredibly pretty penny for this game. But Taylor, this stadium is really, it just feels like it was designed for this moment. And it's really, I would only say this much, in a weird way, I guess it's a shame for you and me that it's not a Ravens Eagles Super Bowl for us to go and enjoy and just treat it like the playground that it is. But I want to say something else, Taylor. I'm so glad that you love Allegiant and have had an NFL experience in this city. I'm just going to say right now, and I've been to many, there's probably been 15 Super Bowls that I have had the absolute pleasure to be a part of the coverage for. You know, I've been able to come to the city for many, many Super Bowls from 2002 through now, what is going to be this 2023 season Super Bowl. I've been to, there's probably been 15 different Super Bowl experiences I've had for the week. I haven't been to the game necessarily, but I've been to the week of coverage. And this, it's only Tuesday. I arrived late Sunday. It's Tuesday. The Super Bowl should be in one city every year, and that city is Las Vegas.
Las
Vegas.
I have a lot to look forward to then.
Year. And I don't want to oversell you on it. And of course, I'm going to do that now. And you're going to tell me next week, Sam, there's a little more to it. But I dare you, Taylor, just take what I'm saying in your mind. And I want you to just think about, is there a city that could offer more? And I think it's difficult. I mean, it's not, this seems like a wild thing I'm saying.
But I just feel like once everybody gets there, you might feel a little different, but we'll see.
Probably. But Las Vegas is so equipped.
It's a city that is very equipped for
It's equipped for massive sporting events. It's a city that is equipped for lodging for so many people. I mean, what city is better for lodging in this country? The hotels in Las Vegas, these are award-winning, luxurious towers and pyramids and palaces, Taylor. This is where the Super Bowl should be every year. And what city is better equipped to host people from an event standpoint for an entire week?
Yeah, you're probably right.
You come here for a week and you're not even going to hit a fraction of the items that are available to you. And think about the food.
Sam, you're all in. I love this.
And again, I'm somebody who usually, Taylor, is sort of saying, well, you know, and let's say one thing, look, you know that I am fragile when it comes to weather, Taylor, and it's cold. It's cold and it very uncharacteristically is raining over the last few days. And I haven't even mentioned that because I just think the city is so prepared for this moment in this event. And I just feel like it, you know, the Super Bowl is just on a certain level, Taylor. And this city has always, it's not like Las Vegas has to get ready for this. Las Vegas is ready for this all the time.
It's very true. I can't wait to get there, and I'll give everyone my thoughts once I'm there. But in the meantime, guess what we have to look forward to? And that's the big game. Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl rematch. The last time that we had this game, you and I were both in Miami doing Let's Catch Up still. Thank you to our OG listeners. And we had a great time in Miami. And then a week later, the pandemic happened. So let's just hope that doesn't happen again. But let's go back to the game. The Chiefs won the first time around. And I remember George Kittle was actually mic'd up on the sidelines. And he said he would never let that happen to him again. He said that was going to be, he was going to come back and seek his vengeance, get his vengeance, get a redo. And little did he know that the next time that he would be in this game would be a redo against the team that he lost to.
Taylor, a 10-point lead, remember, for that Niners team.
Yeah.
And a Jimmy Garoppolo pass to Emmanuel Sanders that essentially, if they connect on that pass, seals the win for the 49ers. Doesn't happen. Part of Mahomes is, I mean, part of what we know of Mahomes is the comeback in that game, outscoring the Niners 21-0 in the fourth quarter to win that game. It you look at it on paper and you think, oh yeah, okay, the Chiefs beat the Niners, no big deal. And you look back and you look at it on paper and you also say, oh, Garoppolo was the quarterback of the Niners. Do you remember that Jimmy Garoppolo coming into that game, Taylor, was on fire? Jimmy Garoppolo was at the height of his career. He was at the height of the moment where you thought Jimmy Garoppolo had not lost even double-digit games at that point in his entire career coming into that. That Niners team was stacked and ready for the moment also and poised to win that game. And yes,
it is crazy how successful Shanahan has been able to be year after year after year after year.
Three straight NFC championship appearances. And again, you know, the Super Bowl that was only 4 years ago, Taylor. And obviously, so they've been able to win an NFC championship game to get to that one. Then the loss to the Rams in the NFC championship, the loss to the Eagles in the NFC championship. And now, of course, the win over the Lions in the NFC championship to be here in this game against Mahomes and Reed again. So I want to say one quick thing. The Niners could have, certainly you could even say should have, lost to the Packers. Packers miss a field goal that maybe the Niners are only tying that game at the end with the McCaffrey touchdown to send it to overtime instead of winning it. And then the Lions, of course, the Lions with a 24-7 halftime lead. It seems as if the game is clearly not going the way of the 49ers in that NFC championship, and yet they're here. And then on the other side, the Chiefs dominate from a defensive standpoint in the frigid temperature against Miami. And then, Taylor, you were right there. That Ravens AFC championship game, defensively, again, what they did there, that was...
It's interesting because if you look at this season, like, let's take a step back and you look at the season as a whole. The 49ers were always the number one seed. They've always, like, for the most part, they looked like the dominant team, the only team to beat in the NFC, like, once you got to the second half of the season. That does not say the same thing you cannot say for the Chiefs. The Chiefs kind of, we've gone into the playoffs and every week people are thinking, okay, the Chiefs are going to lose against this team. The Chiefs could very well lose against the Bills. The Chiefs are probably going to lose against the Ravens. But yet the Chiefs found a way to win and found a way to win in an impressive way. And they were, it was a dominant performance, like you said. And then the Niners kind of had the opposite. So what you think, it's just an interesting matchup to me.
Taylor, you drive through neighborhoods and there are still Christmas lights up, right? You still see people with Christmas decorations. That's because Christmas wasn't that long ago. Christmas wasn't that long ago. And think about this. The Chiefs lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day.
Right.
So, I mean.
And the Ravens beat the 49ers.
Yeah, and the Ravens smashed the 49ers that night in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. That day and that moment, how far it seemed, you know, from this moment for both of those teams, realistically. And yet, here they are, which is pretty impressive. But now, Taylor, to choose between the two of them, it's interesting. You know, I was going through this debate in my mind on Monday night with opening night, seeing the players take the podium and get all the questions. And by the way, kudos to the kid who interviewed Mahomes and Reed and was
there. Oh, I know. He was precious.
He was fantastic, Taylor. Talk about a future in this industry. He was excellent. He was that good. But I'm sitting there looking at the players and wondering in my mind, you know, it seems as if the Chiefs have the edge when you think of the star power in this game. But go through it. Do they actually? I mean, of course, Mahomes and Kelce makes you think that it's on that level where it's not even a question. But from a position standpoint, the Niners have the star power when it comes to wide receiver. The Niners have the star power when it comes to running back. And I would say one for one, the Niners probably have the more star-studded defensive player in Bosa. It's much more even from that standpoint than you think about when you first look at it. I'm pretty torn for this one. I mean, are you? Do you feel like you've got it? Do you feel like you know at this point? I mean, I have a piece of paper that shows that
I would say 49ers, and I bet against the, or I've assumed that the Chiefs were going to lose every week in the playoffs past week one, or round one. But I would say the 49ers. But when we talk on the Monday after the Super Bowl, do I think that, will I be surprised if it's the Chiefs? Absolutely not.
So that's interesting. So you've got the Niners. I have a piece of paper that, I mean, granted, I had Niners Browns in the Super Bowl, but I had it that the Niners were going to win the Super Bowl. But I'm going to say, Taylor, I said this, it was very difficult for me to say it last year at this time when it was the Chiefs and the Eagles, and the Eagles favored in that game. And you thought the Eagles were going to win that game. And the Eagles, again, another 10-point lead. The Eagles were winning. But I said, we are living in the era of Mahomes. I said, I don't think that this is the Eagles writing their first chapter and that this is going to be the beginning of sort of Hurts running the league and the Eagles running the league. I see it the other way. I think history is going to look back on this as the Mahomes era, and this will be yet another stack for Mahomes to win this game against Hurts last year, which is what I thought. And I'm just going to say it again. That's what this is, Taylor. As much as Tom Brady seemed to be here every year doing it again and again and winning more of these games than he was losing, I see it the same way for Mahomes. And Mahomes lost the Super Bowl to Brady and that impressive Bucs defense on a day when their offensive line, the Chiefs, was hurt, injured, not at 100%. This Chiefs defense...
Yeah.
Is by far the best that Andy Reid has had as an AFC coach. He had some pretty awesome defenses in the NFC with the Eagles. This is the best defense he's had as an AFC coach, for sure. What Spagnuolo has done here is, I mean, it was unpredictable in many ways because at times this season it did not look like this, but what's happening right now for the Chiefs on defense is scary good. And of course, what Mahomes is capable of in any moment, it just feels to me like it's going to happen.
Yeah. You think it's going to be a Chiefs Super Bowl?
Yeah. And not to say I don't see it.
I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah. You know, nothing the Chiefs have done seems like a runaway. Although, you know, you look, the AFC Championship game seemed at bay. Certainly the Dolphins game seemed at hand for most of it, but the way this Chiefs season has gone, I certainly don't expect this to be just a game that they're cruising in. So I expect it to come down to the wire, but it's happened for Mahomes too often. I mean, yes, the Bucs held him without it. Think about that. I mean, the Bucs held him without a touchdown in the Super Bowl, Taylor. That's, I think when we look back at Mahomes' career, that's going to be the most unbelievable stat to explain to future generations. That Mahomes was in a Super Bowl and didn't score a touchdown. That, I think that's going to be the most surprising part. And I guess it's not going to come down to Purdy, but yeah, I guess I'll just say, you know, I don't think, I mean, could, again, you talk about McCaffrey and Debo and Bosa, and yes, that will write the story if the Niners win the game, of course. But, and Shanahan with this sort of ultimate redemptive story on the entire thing, that would be unbelievable for Shanahan to sort of exact revenge this way. But, and I guess I'll put on my Eagles hat for a second and just say, yeah, good for Andy Reid. I'd like to see it. I'll enjoy Sunday more with the Chiefs victory than a Niners one, but neither outcome would surprise me, but you're saying Niners. I think we're better as a collective here to have said the Chiefs can win this game, will win this game. I think we're going to be proud of ourselves for at least representing that side. I'm going to take it. Absolutely. Well, Taylor, I really can't wait for you to get here to see this. I mean, you've seen Vegas.
Me too. So excited. We'll have to do some fun videos.
Yes. Yes, we will. We had in Miami, we had opening night where we were running around and that was a great time, and we will do more here together. I really cannot wait, Taylor. Travel safe. We will